Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey. God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media for You. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me, Coach Adams, to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject. And we will then open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love. And at the appropriate time, we welcome your questions and your comments. Receive live coaching on the airwaves. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we truly encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And as the millennials would say, the youth would say, don't be scared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are talking about no limits. We're taking a different point of view look at no limits. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, send someone an email, a fax. Okay, that may be a little old school for you. If you're not able to do that, write on someone's Facebook wall. Maximize your social media. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo, whatever you need to do, bottom line. We ask that you invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We would like to extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to get your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, sit at your desktop or your laptop, whatever you need to do, so that you can capture the richness of what will be shared on today's program, because it's time to shape up and win. Woo! And I want you to know that as we're shaping up to win, we are looking at no limits. Take the limits off. Limits, of course, being those boundaries that keep us confined within a small space, whatever that space may look like. But we're talking about no limits today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You know, when I think about no limits converted here on earth, it brings me to a beautiful show that I saw this past weekend. Many years ago, I got introduced to Cirque du Soleil. And I remember my very first Cirque du Soleil show. I believe it was their Mystère show. Someone had given me tickets, and I, one, had not heard of Cirque du Soleil. And I went just, you know, not really sure, because I'm hearing circus, and I'm like, okay, what is this? We're going to a circus, but it doesn't say circus, it's Cirque du Soleil. So I was very intrigued. And I went to see my very first show in Santa Monica, California, not far from the Santa Monica Pier. And I remember walking into this big top and thinking, this is very interesting. Again, I'm skeptical. I don't know what to expect. What to anticipate? Are animals going to, you know, suddenly appear? Because when I think of circus, I think of animals and, you know, at times things that are somewhat quote unquote weird, offbeat. And so I sit in my seat and the show begins. And the show opens with comedy. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is fun. And it was funny. And then we begin to move into the storyline and move into this amazing performance. The show Mystère, which is, again, the first show that I saw. It is a high-energy Cirque du Soleil classic. And what I love about Mystère is that it truly, for me, evoked various emotions. It touched my senses on different levels, and I literally left the show feeling wow. It was unlike anything that I had ever seen or could have even imagined. And I just left thinking, wow. It made me laugh. I was so touched with passion. It was emotional. My eyes were in amazement of what I was seeing, because Cirque du Soleil, you have this eclectic music is a backdrop in the stare, and the performers are performing and they're doing these amazing feats, acrobatic feats, and they're moving their bodies in a way that you sit there and you're in awe thinking, oh my gosh, how did they accomplish that? And you're wowed. Meanwhile, the music is so passionate and eclectic as they're telling the story and taking you on this amazing journey with laughter infused in the midst of that. And I thought, wow, this is without question absolutely amazing. Why do I bring this up? As we're talking about No Limits, I bring this up because when I was enjoying the Cirque du Soleil show, Mystère, for the first time, I really saw this manifestation of No Limits. I saw this manifestation of several things. One, I'm thinking, wow, the mind that created this beautiful performance and the various levels of this performance that connect with your senses, with your eye gates, with your ear gates, that evoke various emotions. You're laughing. You may shed a tear because it's so beautiful and it's evoking these passionate feelings and all of these various things. The emotion of, wow, I can't believe it. How is that happening? And it takes me to this very thought and understanding of No Limits, creativity, and the significance of when we allow our imagination to run wild. That first Cirque du Soleil show, Mystère, made me a believer in the brand. I knew that whenever I was able to partake and enjoy a performance, that it was going to be, without question, a wow. It was going to be an amazing creative performance that was beautiful and vibrant and allowed me to laugh, allowed me to feel passion, allowed me to see things that would have me in awe, in unbelief, that I had never seen before. They made me a believer. But one of the things that I remember thinking, wow, how did the mind create this? Where did all of these thoughts and ideas come from? And, you know, it's interesting because oftentimes people will leave a movie and think, wow, how did the writer create all of that? And I realize that for many of us, we need to be reminded that the only limits we have, the only limitations that we have are those limitations that we place on ourselves. I have since enjoyed a number of Cirque du Soleil performances. As recent as this weekend, I saw Luzia in Costa Mesa. And Luzia took you, it was this journey of walking through this, walking through this dream of Mexico. And when I tell you that it takes you on this imaginary journey, unlike what one could experience, it was just truly amazing. I mean, it really was. And again, I've seen a number of Cirque du Soleil shows, and Luzia, the latest that I've seen, A Walking Dream of Mexico, was without question, it was a luminous performance. I mean, I would have to say it was truly luminous. I sat there in awe. It was beautiful. It made you laugh. It made you all of those things that I said. My first experience of Cirque du Soleil took me on that journey. And every performance I've been fortunate to see since then has done the same. And again, I've seen a number of their shows. I believe off the top of my head, probably about 5 of their different shows that are all centered around a different theme, story. Each and every one of them are different. But yet, what is consistent is the fact that each of the shows, without question, are truly creative. Each of the shows evoke different feelings and emotions. You're laughing, it's passionate, it's an ah moment. It's all of these various things. Each of the shows that I have seen show you that even with our bodies, there's no limit. There's no limit. That the mind, we often hear the quote by Napoleon Hill, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. And so whatever the mind of man can conceive speaks to no limits. And so when I think about my Cirque du Soleil experiences, one after another, each time I'm thinking, there's no way they can, you know, top that last performance that I've seen. And each show brings about it a different depth, a different dynamic. Each show has been creatively brilliant. Each show has left me in awe and amazed. Each show has been spectacular. It really has. And so in seeing Luzia, it really had me to pause and think when I looked at the various details of creativity. I'm thinking, wow. We, as individuals, we limit ourselves, and we have to focus on, if we want to live out our dreams, if we want to achieve our goals, we have to fight. We have to battle to take the limit off. I, Coach Adams, I don't know what limit you're facing. I don't know what limits and constraints you need to remove. But what I do know is this. that anything, all things are truly possible. So whatever your vision is, whatever your vision is, it is not too great for you to manifest. I can imagine, and of course, I don't know the creator and the producer of Cirque du Soleil, but I can imagine that the very first show, that it wowed him to see that, and then to have to work through, how do I create this? How do I actually create it? But he had to recognize that clearly, if I can conceive it, he embraced it, whatever the mind of man can conceive, whatever the mind of man can conceive, whatever you can envision, conceive, and believe. If you believe that there are limits, guess what? There will be limits. If you believe that there are no limits, guess what? Your life will model the fact that there are no limits. So whatever you believe, whatever the mind of man, whatever the mind of woman can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. And so when I'm looking at no limits and understanding that my God is the God of creativity, the God of no limits, I don't know what your belief system is. Those of you who are listening in, and we have a broad global audience, and I'm not trying to impress on you, infringe on you, my belief. That's not what my sharing this is all about. I'm simply sharing what I believe. And however you take that is up to you. But I believe that my God is not a God of limits. And since my God is not a God of limits and my God resides in me, I therefore now am able to do far greater beyond me because my source is greater. That's my belief. I don't know what your belief is. And so I see the evidence of that in so many different ways. I'm using Cirque du Soleil just as an illustration because I just saw Luzia, and I walked away again, you know, after this amazing performance, this amazing show, I walked away thinking, wow, someone's mind created all of this. Whatever the mind of man can conceive. Someone's mind conceived all of these intimate details. And yet, not only did they conceive these intimate details, show after show after show after show, I've only seen a few of the many shows that Cirque du Soleil has produced over the years that they came, you know, that they started their first performance many years ago. I know for me, I was introduced over a decade ago and have seen within that time, as I mentioned, off of the top of my head, five or so of their different shows. And in each of those, and there's far more that they have, in each of those shows, there was creativity. It was, I was amazed, as I stated earlier, of what was created. And so every day, if we look around the room that you are in. Someone had to, whatever the mind of man or woman can conceive, someone had to conceive it. I'm sharing about a beautiful performance, but someone, the creators, had to conceive each of these various storylines and all of the intricate details. And I'm sure that those that support this vision can't come and say that there are limits. They have to figure out how can we, because I'm sure they understand the principle of whatever the mind of man can conceive. So if you can conceive it and you believe it, it is achievable. So whatever your vision is, if you can conceive it, envision it, on the inside, it is possible, or you would not have been able to conceive it. And that's the key. So there are no limits. So as we're talking today about no limits, as you know, those that listen and tune in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Coach Adams often likes to, in our Shape Up series and when giving empowerment, likes to give acronyms because it makes a easy connecting point. And so today's acronym is LIMIT. We're talking about no limit. And so today's acronym is LIMIT, L-I-M-I-T-S. The connecting point for today's acronym, LIMITS, as we're talking about no limits, specifically is how to move with no limits. How do I move with no limits? First, we must, L, learn to listen. Learn to listen. What am I learning to listen to, Coach Adams? Learn to listen. You're learning to listen to the I. The I is your internal voice. Your internal voice. See, it's important to understand that dreamers don't start dreaming from the outside in. Visionaries don't get the vision from the outside in. They have to learn how to listen, L, listen, learn to listen. Turn up the frequency of what, Coach Adams? Their I limit, which is their internal voice. How do I move with no limit? L, learn to listen. I, turn up the frequency of my internal voice. How do I hear my internal voice, Coach Adams? Well, you are asking some awesome questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm going to tell you, and I love that I can feel the vibrations of your thought process of, okay, Coach Adams, tell me more. How do I position myself? How do I listen to my internal voice? Coach Adams, I so want to move without limits. And Coach Adams, you're right. I've been struggling. I keep putting these boundaries on myself, limiting boundaries of I don't have the money, boundaries of I've never done it before, boundaries of I'm uncertain. I don't know, Coach Adams. Boundaries of insecurity, boundaries of uncertainty, boundaries of whatever those boundaries may be. We are moving away from those boundaries that create limits. You don't have the money to start a business? Okay. I can tell you many people who didn't have the money to start a business, who didn't have the money for the vision, but guess what? They had the vision. And as they stepped out to move in faith, things began to happen because there was a stirring in the atmosphere. Many of us, our limits are because we are not moving. We're not activating on what we believe. We're not putting anything in the atmosphere. And so first, how do I move with no limits? I must first learn to listen. L. I am listening to, I'm being very intentional and very deliberate that I am listening to my I, internal voice. My I, which is my internal voice. I am positioning myself so that I can learn to listen, L, to my internal voice, I, by my M, which is meditate. I'm learning to meditate and to be still. To be still meaning to be quiet, to get into that quiet space, wherever that space may be. Maybe you need to drive up on a hill and you're sitting overlooking the city in your car and you're just in that quiet space. Maybe you're sitting on a rock on the beach overlooking the ocean. Maybe you're in a quiet place in your home, whatever that may look like. You have to put yourself in that position so that you can be still, to meditate, and to be able to hear the internal voice that's speaking to you. For me, Coach Adams, and I'm only sharing what that internal voice is for me, it is my connection with God, a higher being. And so whatever that looks like for you, you need to be able to listen, because this listening is hearing things from the inside out, not the outside in. And again, any visionary will tell you, I didn't get the idea from the outside in. We can name various names of individuals that created things. They were the first to create it. It wasn't there. For example, I'm looking forward to getting on a plane in April, heading out to Cancun to celebrate my birthday. And I'm getting on that plane because it exists today, but if it wasn't for the Wright brothers envisioning that there would be a craft that could fly and started that process, I wouldn't be able to fly to Cancun. And that is so key and significant because they were creating something that they saw it internally, but it had not yet existed externally. So they couldn't look at it from the outside in. They only had the inside out. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. There are no limits. That takes off all of the limits, because whatever your mind can conceive, whatever your mind can conceive, and you make a conscious decision to believe what you see, you can achieve that. You may not be able to do it by yourself exclusively, but once you capture that vision, because you are learning how to move with no limits, that you learn to listen, you are listening to the internal voice, you are putting yourself in that position to be still, to meditate, so that you can envision being internally seeing and capturing the various details around what you're seeing. You're hearing the internal voice because you're in a place still meditating, and now you're taking the time to see the various details. When I think of the details of any Cirque du Soleil show, and again, I'm sharing that because I just saw one, I love them, I've seen a number of them. But when I look at that, it is such a wow, because someone's thought process, someone's mind had to be free of limits and go there. Go there where? Go where no limits exist. One of the performers, I am telling you, I can't even imagine it. I can't even explain it to the fullness. He did some things with his body because he was so limber. I literally was sitting there with my mouth open, like, wow, how is he doing that? See, my mind went, although I'm looking at him do this, you know, almost like tying himself in a bow and all, I mean, just crazy. I'm seeing it with my natural eyes. I'm seeing it on the outside. I'm looking at it, and I'm still processing because my mind is processing through the filters of limits, like, how is he doing that? And I'm literally seeing it from the outside in. But we're not talking about seeing things from the outside in. We're talking about seeing things from the inside out, and you have to envision it. You have to see it internally. Not only are you hearing internally, but you then have to see the details internally. When you can see it, whatever the mind of man, love this quote from Napoleon Hill. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, once you envision it, internally see it, whatever the mind of man can conceive, that it will also conceive and believe. You have to believe it. Sometimes we get visions and we feel like, oh my gosh, it is so huge. There is no way that I can do that. Well, if you say there's no way, guess what? And you're saying there's no way, you just put limits. You just put boundaries that restrict you from being able to move in what you see. What boundaries have you placed on your vision? What boundaries have you placed on your vision? Because if you are not manifesting your vision, there are some limits. You may say, well, Coach Adams, you don't know my story. You don't know the magnitude of the vision I was given. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. And you're right, I don't know. But I can speak on my own journey. I know the limits that I have had to press through. I know that it is possible. But we have to start by shifting our mind. And you've heard me, my regular listeners, you've heard me say that before. Principles are universal. We're sharing things with you from different points of view and so on and so forth with a different kaleidoscope view. But a lot of the principles are foundational and you can't get away from them. And so you may hear the reference of a particular principle as we're sharing from a different point of view because that principle is universal and it applies no matter what. And so no limit. How to move with no limit. L, listen. Learn to listen. When I'm saying learn to listen, I'm saying you have to grow and be disciplined to listen. All of this that we're speaking about requires one to grow in the discipline of it, to grow in the discipline of it. Learn to listen, L. What am I learning to listen to, Coach Adams? I'm learning to listen to my internal voice, not the voices from the outside in, but I'm learning to listen internally. I'm learning to listen to that still, small voice on the inside of me that is the anchor of creativity, that wants to give me dreams, visions, and ideas. But the key is I must hearken diligently. This hearkening diligently is, again, a discipline. I must allow myself to hearken diligently, press to hear. In my learning to listen, I'm pressing to hear the internal voice, that still small voice speaking to me. I'm pressing to hear the internal I voice. The internal voice, which is my I. And as I position myself through meditation and getting into those quiet places so that I can be still, why is it so important? Because the world is fastly moving by. It's so much noise. It's just, wow. If you don't take the time to quiet yourself, you won't hear anything, and any visionary knows that you have to take the time. This is most important, but many of us are in this microwavable, fast-paced society that we don't take the time. You have to take the time. You have to take the time. Position yourself, the M, in that place to meditate and listen to the quiet, still voice while you are being still. When I am in that position, I will now, because I'm listening and I'm turning up the frequency, I will begin to see internally. Internally, I-N, so that I can envision, I-N, envision whatever those things may be, those dreams, visions, ideas, goals, whatever it may look like. As we are in that quiet place, on the screen in our minds, the images would begin to flash. But I have to first learn to listen, L. I have to, tune up the frequency of the internal voice. When I tune up the frequency of my internal voice, what happens is I now am in position through getting in that quiet place, meditation, so that I can hear. So that not only can I hear, which is the first stage on this journey of how do I move with no limit, I now get into that position so that I can see it on the inside. The first level is I must hear it. And how do I hear it? I hear it by learning to listen and tune up the frequency. And when I am able to tune up the frequency, my internal voice becomes clear. It becomes clear. And when my internal voice is clear, but I can't get it clear until I put myself in that quiet place through meditation where I am being still. And when I am still in that quiet place, in position, because being in position is key, I can now in vision, internally begin to see. Have to hear it, but in order for me to hear things, I have to tune up the frequency through discipline, quiet voice. I have to position myself through meditation and get in that quiet place, allowing myself to shut out all of the other sounds and hecticness and the madness of the world around me so that I can now begin to see, hear it, see it, not in from the outside in, as we stated earlier, but rather from the inside out. The inside out. Many of us are not living out our dreams. Our vision is not crystallizing because we're trying to listen from the outside. We're trying to listen to what everybody has to say, what everybody wants us to do, all of that. We're listening from the outside. We're not trusting ourselves and trusting the internal voice. And so, therefore, I go to you, well, what do you think my dream is? What do you think I should do? What do you, the outside in versus listening internally from the inside out. And that is so key. It really is key. And it's key because you have to be able to internalize it. And so when we're talking about this whole process of being able to envision how do I move with no limits, I have to first learn to listen through discipline. I have to tune up the frequency of the internal voice. I have to meditate. I have to be still and get myself in that quiet place so that I can see it internally on the inside and be able to envision it. And then I have to trust what I see. Do you trust what you see? Remember, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, When you move into that realm of believing, you're saying, I trust the images that I see. I trust that because I've gotten these images, like making the connection with Luzia and Cirque du Soleil, the creators had to trust that now I see these images and all of the different performances that they've had, these various images, they had to trust what they were seeing. I don't know them personally, as I shared, but I bet you they are individuals who get into that quiet place. I know it. They're individuals who have learned to listen. They've gotten into the discipline of learning to listen to the internal voice. That they get into that quiet place through meditation where they're being still so that they can envision each of these amazing performances. And when they start to see the flash of the images on the screen in their mind, they trust what they are seeing. Now, I'm sure the first performance that was created was the most difficult. With everything, the first is the most difficult. Why? Because the first has never been created in a lot of cases. You know, think about Steve Jobs, and I mention him and I reference him because, you know, most people, if you don't have an Android, you have an iPhone, or you have an Apple product of some level. But I remember, this is what I remember, when Mac came out forever ago, it was huge. It was unlike what had been created. Yes, the computer had been created, but it was unlike what had been created. Okay, fast forward to the iPod. When the iPod was created, I remember the hype, the big announcement. It was something that was not in the marketplace. But yet, somebody, Steve Jobs, whatever the mind of man can conceive, conceived it. There were no limits. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, he believed this is possible, that he will also achieve. And he achieved it through the iPod, being able to download hundreds of songs and have it in this little device that you can take it with you. At the time, it was groundbreakingly brilliant. Wow! Prior to that, we had Walkman, the little portable CD player. You could play one CD at a time. And what you could play was limited to the number of songs on that one CD that you could play. So the iPod was groundbreaking because the iPod broke and defied the limits of being able to have a limited playlist of songs in a small device in your hand. That was amazing at the time. We don't even think about it. We're so used to the technology that's there and that exists. But again, understand that someone had to hear on the inside. They had to listen. Learn to listen is what we're talking about. How do we move? How do you move without limit? Learn to listen. This is a discipline. What am I listening to, Coach Adams? You're listening to the internal voice. How do I hear the internal voice, Coach Adams? Is there a positioning for me to hear it so that
I can see it.
Absolutely. You have to put yourself in that place of being still and quiet. Meditate. Wow, that's amazing. So then when I'm in that place, Coach Adams, I can envision, internally see things on the screen of my mind, envision. Absolutely. Hear it so you can see it. Trust what you are seeing. This trust what you are seeing is key. Because for many of us, we fall short because we get these brilliant ideas that are mind-blowing, but we don't trust that we are able. We don't trust that it is possible. But you wouldn't get it if it was not doable. You wouldn't get the vision, the download, the idea if it wasn't doable. It may not pre-exist, but if you will trust what you're hearing internally, what you're seeing internally, you can do it on the outside. If you begin to S, which is our last in our acronym for limits, L, learn to listen, I, internal voice, M, meditate and be still, I, vision, T, trust what you see, S, speak the vision. As you speak the vision, there are already people that want to connect with you, want to support you, have the knowledge and wisdom and insight that you need. But until you speak it, and in order for you to speak it, you have to make a decision to trust and believe what you have now conceived. And that's what's so powerful. Then, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe works hand in hand. You conceive it and you believe what you see, the images that are coming, that you can also achieve. The conceiving and believing is the hardest part of this creativity process. That is where many of us break down. So I want you to be encouraged. Begin to speak what you see as you have learned to listen to the internal voice through meditation and being still. You're now able to envision, see the images that are being given. You trust what you see. Because you trust what you see, you begin to speak. And that is how we move with no limits. It is absolutely amazing at how quickly an hour of power flies by. I want you to know and or be reminded that we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum to continue the dialogue. Maybe you have a show idea, a recommendation for a show guest, whatever that may look like. The Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group, and it is available for you. If you're not already a member, simply ask to join, and that invitation will be accepted. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want you to know that as we move into additional programming this week, we have a guest coming up that I'm so excited about at the end of this month on the 26th, Deb Crow. Deb Crow has a show called The Change Book Radio Show. I, Coach Adams, am a part of The Change Book number 14, have a powerful chapter on the power of words. And I don't just say that the chapter is powerful. This is the feedback that I have been receiving from individuals who have gotten their books. And one individual indicated that they had just read it and it was phenomenal, fantastic, excellent, touching, sincere, honest, transparent, fluent, moving, empowering, and brilliantly written. as they were referencing my chapters. So these are your words, not mine. And I'm grateful for the insight that I gleaned by walking through these steps that I just shared with you. Visit CoachAdams.com if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network. Send an email to admin@CoachAdams.com, admin@CoachAdams.com, or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 to take advantage of the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to support you on your journey to win. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, hosted by and presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.